We'll now take a listen to excerpts from two documentaries that deal with different aspects of being Native and homosexual or two-spirited. The first piece comes from Democracy Now! At democracynow.org. And we'll hear first from Joe Shirley, president of the Dene Nation, and then from Dawn McKinley, who has been fighting for legal recognition of her partnership within Cherokee courts, as well as David Cornsilk, a lawyer working on Mrs. McKinley's case. We will then hear an excerpt from the award-winning documentary Out on the Res by Outright Radio, available online at www.outrightradio.org. This show features a rare inside look at some Dene, Crow, and Southern Ute Two-Spirit folks living on or near their reservations. Thank you to all the folks that helped produce these radio pieces and making them free online. You are listening to Native Solidarity News, available online at radio4all.net.
The Navajo Indian tribe is the largest tribe in the United States. It extends into Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, covering over 27,000 square miles. In April, the Navajo Tribal Council passed the Dene Marriage Act of 2005, which banned same-sex marriage. Earlier this month, however, the president of the Navajo Nation, Joe Shirley, vetoed the legislation, calling it discriminatory. The tribal council is planning to try to overturn Shirley's ban. Meanwhile, in Cherokee Nation, the second largest tribe in the U.S., encompassing 14 counties in northeast Oklahoma, the tribal council also banned same-sex marriage. But the ban was passed after a lesbian couple had already obtained a tribal marriage application. Dawn McKinley and Kathy Reynolds are now fighting for legal recognition of the marriage in the Cherokee tribal courts. We'll speak with Dawn in a moment, but first we go to the president of the Navajo Nation, Joe Shirley, speaking to us from Arizona. Welcome to Democracy Now!
Good morning.
It's good to have you with us. Well, can you talk about what is happening among the Navajo around the issue of same-sex marriage, the legislation that was passed by your tribal council, and why you decided to veto it?
Well, I really don't know why the Navajo Nation Council even considered banning same-sex marriage. Because on Navajo land, it's not even an issue, and that's one of the reasons that I vetoed the legislation, because it's not an issue. We're not talking about it. The elderly, the medicine people, are not talking about it. Nobody is coming forward to say that gay people. They're not coming forward to say we want to get married in the tribal courts. It's not an issue, and I don't know why the nation's council is concerned about it, and in that they've passed a legislation to say that we shall not have it. And then too, I believe that the right to be whatever that is a real basic right, and in this case, 67 people said that, we shall not have the same sex marriage. That's out of a nation that's a little bit over 300,000, what's 67 people doing trying to be discriminatory? If anything, at the very least, if you're going to talk about curbing basic rights or taking a position on a basic right, give it to the people. Let the people decide how they're going to address same-sex marriages.
We're also joined on the telephone by one member of a Cherokee couple named Dawn McKinley. Her legal advocate, David Cornsilk, is also on the phone with us. Can you talk about your union with your partner and what has happened in Cherokee Nation. Also, a tribal council vote has taken place. Welcome, Dawn.
Well, we were able to get the license. They didn't have a problem at all issuing us the license. And I would like to set straight that we did not go get the license to be activists or to upset anybody. We took an opportunity that was presented to us, and it was something that we believe that we have the right to do. And we just wanted our marriage to be recognized more than anything in our nation. And just we're not hurting anybody by our marriage. We live our lives. A lot of these people that are throwing the fit and upset with this census came out last year, May 13th, when we were issued the license. They don't know us. We don't interact with them. They have nothing to do with us, so we're not hurting them. And I felt we have got a outpour of support, but not from our nation, as I thought we would. And, you know, it was their laws that we were able to get married by, and now they want to change them, or they already have changed them. But when they did change them, they did not give us the opportunity to stand up and speak and hear our voice. They decided for us out of, you can ask David, David was it 12 that voted for it, and they didn't ask us. And like the chief of Navajo said, they didn't take it to the people. You know, who are those people to decide for us?